dedicated to Helen. Helen survived the war camp in Siberia and was the lone survivor of her family during the Holocaust. She went on to have a long and beautiful life and family. She was loved and cared for by her kids and her grandkids, even as she went on to live in a long-term care home when her eyesight and hearing started to deteriorate. She loved the presence and touch of her family daily, and she enjoyed roaming the hallways of the facility in which she lived. This ended when aggressive lockdown policies were implemented to stop COVID-19 transmission. Suddenly, she was locked alone in her room for months. She experienced depression. She lost her will to live. She had not contracted COVID-19 at the time of her death. Yet, like Aris Knight, with whom I opened this article, she died isolated and her family could not mourn her death together. We wrote this article for Helen and thousands of elderly and vulnerable people who died alone as a result of the majority embraced public health policies that broke principles of civil liberties, proportionality, and justice, all in the name of safety. These policies may have disproportionately benefited the safety of the healthy and well-off, while leaving those who needed medical, social, and political resources the most unprotected and uncared for at the time of a great societal crisis. This article is a tribute to their lives. Let us never forget.